Now, here on Spotlight, we love to talk about all things to do with the community, and it's Remembrance Day today, and we will have a remembrance service just before 11 a.m. and some silence up at 11 a.m. so please join us, and halfway through the hour we'll be talking with somebody here local on the Baulkham Heights estate to talk more about what we did on Sunday, and also the history of the Masonic homes here at Baulkham Heights. Something else to do with legacy that I'm very much involved with and dear to my heart is that of New South Wales Police legacy, and especially the Remembrance Bike Ride that's been going on, started in 2013. I have on the line with me Superintendent Gary Merriweather of New South Wales Police legacy. He's a chair, and we're going to talk a bit more about legacy if you don't know about it, and get you informed, and also talk about the great things that are happening over this weekend. Good morning, Gary.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
It's good to be speaking with you again. And, yeah, it's good to have great friends of Spotlight come back and share things. Now, for those who may not know about New South Wales Police legacy, and there might be some out there, they may be more thinking about the general legacy to do with wars. What is New South Wales Police legacy, and how is it different, or how is it the same as legacy?
Yeah, the New South Wales Police Legacy was set up in 1987 to support the families of deceased police officers. It was recognised then, back in 1987, that when police officers die on duty or through related illnesses and so forth, there was no support network for the families, and they were sort of left to fend for themselves, but really. So the Police Legacy was set up to support those families of deceased police officers, particularly the young kids that are left behind. And even sadly, so far this year, we've had 19 young children under 18 who have joined the ranks of Police Legacy. And what we do is provide education grants and just help them as they grow up, and provide counselling and support services to those young children. But we also support the widows and parents of police officers who have sadly died as well.
What sort of support? You're talking about children, and it must be horrific when a child is thrown into that sort of environment of loss and despair and grief. So you have to do their schooling, things like that, get things back on the road. But what is specifically needed for a child who's experiencing that sort of grief?
Yeah, look, it's obviously very difficult for any child who loses a parent, but fortunately, being a police officer, they have the support of Police Legacy. And what we do at initial stages, we provide group counselling for the young child. And then we bring them along. We have adventure camps, two adventure camps each year, where we take these kids away and we do things that they don't normally get the opportunity to do. But importantly, of those camps, they get to hang out with other kids who have all lost a parent. So normally when they go to school, they're the odd person out. But when they come to our camps, every kid on that camp has lost a parent, either a father or a mother. So they have this unique bond. And they just sort of, you know, start talking informally to each other and realise that the pain and suffering that they're going through, the other kids have gone through as well, and maybe still going through at the same time. And it gives us an opportunity to identify kids that are really struggling, so then we can provide those extra additional services.
So just on those camps, yeah, that's wonderful, Gary. Just on those camps, with COVID this year, has it been different? Has it been harder for you to actually get those kids out to meet other kids who've got similar grief to share?
Yeah, it has. It's been really hard. On an individual basis, we've been able to get out there and support those kids. But sadly, because of the COVID, we usually take the kids away in July for an adventure camp. We had to postpone that camp because of the COVID, so it's made it really hard. We've done a couple of small sort of social activities to bring some of the new kids together so they can sort of, you know, meet, you know, new friends and just sort of, you know, talk to each other and sort of experience, you know, share those experiences. But we're very much looking forward to this January with the easing restrictions and, you know, COVID being a bit more under control, that we'll be able to have our adventure camp. We're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, I must say there must be lots of kids looking forward to that, as well as the families as well. Now, you did say that it's not just the kids, and probably even more closer to heart, there are widows and widowers out there getting your support. How do you help in such a way to make it that grief period better, and also that long-term support? And just as an item as well, how long do you support the families for? And is there kind of like everlasting relationships that you can share with us that really have made it easy for those people to live a life after loss?
Yeah, we do it, in the short answer, we do it for the long term, that once they become a police legatee, they could be, you know, 5 years old, they're always a police legatee. And then if they're struggling for various stages of their life, you know, they put their hand up and ask for a bit of help, you know, we're out there to support them. And we range from a whole, you know, unique sort of services. It could be just counselling, but we also assist, you know, some of the widows who probably weren't working because their partner was the main income earner, to sort of retrain to different sort of roles where it can be a bit more flexible to be a sole parent and, you know, raise children at the same time. So you know, it might be sort of going back to TAFE or university and providing that support while they undergo those studies. But our eldest legatee is 103, so we range from zero up to 103.
Wow.
And sadly, with Aaron Vidal, he was the young constable that was killed out on Windsor Road earlier this year, that his wife's expecting a baby very early in the new year. So we'll be there from the very start and supporting that young child all the way through his life.
That's very heartbreaking to hear those sorts of stories. And I know it's one of many, and up to 1,200 police legatees are in your care, with nearly 300 under 30 years old, which is a huge undertaking. What sort of support and effort is required to that? How many people do you have in your team? What sort of funds do you need? And how are you looking for those funds?
Yeah, we're only a small team. We've only got 10 people working at Police Legacy. But we have a big network of volunteers that assist, particularly on these adventure camps as well. But a very rewarding sort of role as well when you're able to help. And you talk about the needs of individuals, everybody's going to be different. Some people sort of manage a little bit better than others, and you know, that's the way life is. And we have sort of become more contemporary in our services, and we don't just have a set sort of, you know, range of services. If someone puts their hand up and they need a particular help in an area, we'll try and sort of tap into resources to provide that assistance. And I think that's the big key these days. We have to be flexible. We're self-sufficient as a charity, that we get supported by donations from police and their payroll every fortnight, but that we also rely on the support of corporations and the community as well to provide financial assistance to ensure that we can continue the good work that we do.
You're on a spotlight with Kim and Darren, just Darren this morning, and I'm speaking with Detective Superintendent Gary Merriweather of New South Wales Police Legacy and all the great work that they do. We're going to take a quick short break and we'll be back and talking about one of the events that's happening right here and now to support New South Wales Police Legacy.
Alive 90.5.
It's 20 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And the first hour, I'm going solo. And I'm talking with Detective Superintendent Gary Merriweather, the Chair of New South Wales Police Legacy. And we're talking about all things New South Wales Police Legacy. And just now, I'd like to focus on what is known as the Remembrance Bike Ride, which takes place every year, has done since 2013, I understand, Gary. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. Usually in April each year.
Yes, so I've helped out on one ride. That was last year in 2019. I had a broken hip at the time, so I was just recovering and not cycling, but I enjoyed what it was, Sydney to Canberra. But I understand can't do that this year with COVID, so it's all a bit different. Can you lead us through what's happening this year and how you're still trying to raise those vital funds for New South Wales Police Legacy?
Yeah, sure. Look, obviously with the COVID restrictions coming in March, we weren't able to do the ride as we normally do in April, which is usually over 3 days from Sydney to Canberra, going from the Police Police Remembrance Memorial to the National Police Memorial down in Canberra. So we've had to sort of think about what we're going to do, because it's an important ride, because part of it is raising funds for Police Legacy, but it's also remembering our colleagues who have sadly passed away. So we've come up with the virtual ride, which will be on this weekend on the Sunday, the 15th, where we're just getting people who are big supporters and police and community members just to challenge themselves and go for a ride in their own area with a couple of mates and raise money for Police Legacy.
That's fantastic. I know I'm taking part in one on Sunday with Bicycle New South Wales and Peloton Events, and I think we're a crew of about 12 or so going up to 140Ks out around through Wiseman's Ferry. Myself, I might stop at Wiseman's Ferry because I haven't been riding that much since my accident. But, it's going to be a great time. And I understand there's a few others who are trying still to do the 300 kilometres but over a few days as well.
Yeah, we've got a couple. One particular team is the Deputy Commissioner, Mal Lanyon, and Raph DeVecchio, who's the Vice Chair of the Police Bank. They're going to actually challenge themselves to ride 300 kilometres on Friday the 13th, from starting off early in the morning and at the Police Memorial at the Domain, going up to Centennial Park and then clocking up 300 k's around Centennial Park, which I think it's about 88 laps.
Wow. Now, I hadn't realised that they're trying to do 300 a day. That was a bit different than what I thought, because Raph was actually texting me this morning, a good friend of mine, and saying, come and join me as well. I go, well, I'll try it. I've got to be on air radio again on midday, but I'll probably join them as well on that epic feat.
Yeah, no, it is a bit of a huge personal challenge, 300 kilometres of bike riding. Anticipated to be about like 10 to 12 hours continuous in the saddle. So, yeah, it'll be quite a challenge, but they're doing a great job in sort of raising funds for Police Legacy at the same time. So, yeah, we're very much appreciative of their great effort.
Now, I know that the bike ride normally raises more than $100,000 in a year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so what's the target for this year in the COVID different type, and how can people take part in helping you to raise the level such that you fill the gap of those important funds for New South Wales Police Legacy?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we're like the many other charities, that this has been a particularly difficult year to sort of have fundraising events. We've had to set the goal a little bit lower, and we're sort of aiming to get $40,000 this year. The community can get involved if they just go to the New South Wales Police Legacy website, and on the front page it'll have the Remembrance Bike right there. They just click on that. They can even register to go for a ride with their family or friends on Sunday and raise money that way, or they can simply donate and support one of the many teams that are riding for Police Legacy.
So there's many ways to get involved. Do you know what the tally is at this current time towards that $40,000?
We're at $34,000 at the moment, which is really good.
And that is fantastic, that yeah.
Raph and Mr. Lanyon doing their 300 kilometres in a day feat.
Well, hats off to them, I must say, and bid-ons up, so to say. And, it's amazing. 300 kilometres in a day. Hear that, listeners. 300 kilometres of cycling in a day is no mean feat. And please jump on to the website, New South Wales Police Legacy, and support these teams or sign up and actually join in with the bike ride that's on Sunday. Do your own ride, be it 10 kilometres, be it 50, be it 100. Just challenge yourself and challenge your family, friends and your network to volunteer and so to donate to New South Wales Police Legacy. Just before we finish up, Gary, is there any special sort of memories that you have about the New South Wales Police Legacy, and in particular the Remembrance Bike Ride, that you can share with our listeners to help them really get connected into what this is and what it means for you and for your team?
Yeah, well, I've done the ride several occasions as well, and on the ride, it's just a great way to sort of, riding down the road, to start talking about people that you work with. And I've been a police officer for over 30 years, and during that time, sadly, I could probably say at least 10 officers have been killed on duty that I personally knew, and you sort of reflect back on that and you start talking about them. That's the whole idea, that we don't forget them. It's remembering our mates, and you pass it on, and you don't realise the 6 degrees of separation that someone else might have known the person in that family, or knew that the different family, or knew the officer, and that. And it's you start talking about it and you start realising how difficult those families left behind do it. That every day they wake up and dad or mum or their child is not there anymore. So it's a pretty emotional ride, but great satisfaction when you get down to Canberra of that National Police Remembrance Memorial.
Yeah, it is emotional, and I know being on it, and there's many things I did not know, and being on the ride actually opened my eyes up to the sort of support that bike riders, but also others involved, and I know that about half of those who, or more, who are involved in the police bike ride here is... They're not police officers. They're not even involved. They're just part of the network of knowing people over time. And that's a fantastic support that you have for that. Now, just a final thought with this, the virtualization of the ride this year. I know that in Goulburn on the second day of the ride is always a great get-together there in lots of fun and lots of support. Is there anything like that happening this year that kind of replaces that? Or how do we get people together in these COVID times to kind of replace that getting together to really commemorate, to support the legatees?
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't been able to do anything, just different restrictions, and which is a bit, you know, it is very disappointing, because that part of the ride, the Saturday night where we get together and people really realise the significance of the ride and what it means, and they all come together with that common purpose. And like you said, there's a lot of community members that don't realise the sacrifices and the risks that police face all the time. But hopefully next year, with things going well, we'll have the ride back on and we'll have that Saturday night so we can celebrate the lives of the many police officers who sadly died.
Gary, thank you for being with us this morning on Spotlight and sharing all about New South Wales Police Legacy and the Remembrance Bike Ride. Everyone, please get on board New South Wales Police Legacy, have a ride, support the team, go in and support those doing the 300k on Friday, and there might be some photos and you might see even myself in my New South Wales Police Legacy kit, which supporting out there, because this is something I hold dear to heart in supporting New South Wales Police Legacy and police legatees. Thank you, Gary, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Darren. Much appreciated.
And, yeah, good luck for the next few days and supporting those who need it.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.